a pleasing result to be through to the semi-final of the Irish Cup.
Yep, most definitely. We expected another tough game from Dromore again. Very physical side and made it very, very difficult for us up until the half. I think we've done a wee bit better this week rather than last week. Last week was a very slow start. But again, you know, we've done a wee bit better. The final pass in the final third lacked a wee bit. But we got the goal. Nicole Graham's finish right on 40 minutes was sublime. And any male player watching that, you know, a male player in the World Cup scoring a goal like that, it was fantastic. It was a sublime finish.
It was the dummy in the middle of the park that, you know, set her up for the run on the, you know, keeper before she rounded the keeper and put it in the net, wasn't it?
Oh yes, it was a great ball from Debbie McCarthy, but the way she dipped the shoulder and sent the centre half the other direction and then came one on one with the goalkeeper stood up very, very well, and the way she rounded the goalkeeper and from an acute angle slotted it in, it was a fantastic goal. You know, and it's great, great composure, and she's done very, very well for us since she's come in, so credit to her.
On the night, it was actually 4 goals, I think, for Nicole Graham, so an outstanding performance.
Great performance from Nicole, and again, works really, really hard. Played in a new position tonight and worked well, you know, so it's something to think about against the Glens. But her 4 goals and her contribution to the game was fantastic, but I think when Danny Ennis came on at half-time, and they partnered up with Debbie McCarthy in the middle of the park. It was Debbie ended up with maybe 2 or 3 assists and a goal herself from a fantastic strike. So it was good.
The second goal from Chelsea Miles was a nice one too, just before half time.
Chelsea's a great player. You know, she wants to get on the ball all the time. She's very creative. She's fearless and she goes at players. And she's a very, very good footballer, which is great. She plays that role very, very, very well. So, yeah, you know, we're very, very lucky to have some great players coming through and so talented on the ball. We had young Chloe Orr coming back from injury tonight, and that's her first game she's played for Linfield in maybe 6 or 7 weeks, and she was full of energy. Lauren Robson made her senior debut for the club tonight. Fantastic at left back. And it was just, it's pleasing. Some of the young players are really pushing and making it hard for our senior players, which is great.
With great strength and depth, where our left back can even go into goals.
Yeah, it was a wee bit of improvisation tonight, I must say. Our regular goalkeeper couldn't get off work. Nicole was tied, so, and Grace Palmer was also working. So Hannah put her hands up and decided that she'd go into nets, and she done well.
So that's one cup final and 2 semi-finals. So a lot of games.
Yep, they come thick and fast. Now into the hat against the Irish Cup, and looking obviously the draw to be favourable. Still some great teams in it. It'll be interesting to see some of the results tonight. Still think Newry would have a good chance going through to the next round. Obviously Glentoran and ourselves now. So it'll be interesting to see what comes out of the hat next. But yeah, we've got a cup final to prepare for. We have obviously Cliftonville on next Wednesday night, or next Friday night in the semi-final of the League Cup. We obviously have the big one on Wednesday night, which we don't need to talk about it. We know it's a big game.
Now that tonight's game is out of the road, it's all focus, all concentration on the Oval on Wednesday night and big 2 game.
Yeah, it's slowly becoming a big 2 in the women's game now, just like the men's. And the girls know what's at stake. Glentoran knows what's at stake, and we're going to Glentoran's home patch, you know. So they'll be hard to beat, and they'll be very well up for it. But we'll be up for it as well. Assess the injuries, assess the knocks going into the squad into Wednesday night, and then we'll take it from there, really. But I'm looking forward to it.
So a good result for Linfield tonight, and hopefully a good result for Linfield on Tuesday night.
Yes, it was a fantastic result away from home at the Furrows for Warren and the boys, and I hope they can push on tomorrow night and the crowd gets behind them, and you know, they get themselves into the next round of Europe.
And good luck for Wednesday night at the Oval.
Thank you.